This is 88.5 WFDD News. I'm Michael Burke. One of R.J. Reynolds' most famous tobacco factories will soon have a new owner. As WFDD's Kerry Brown reports, developers plan to use the site to create more jobs in the city.
The Whitaker Park manufacturing plant in Winston-Salem was once a gleaming gem of industrialization that employed thousands of people. The building opened in 1961 and was the world's most modern cigarette plant at the time. Now the vacant building could soon be bustling once again. R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company announced Wednesday it has agreed to donate Whitaker Park and certain surrounding buildings to a local redevelopment group called WPDA, or Whitaker Park Development Authority. The nonprofit corporation was created by Winston-Salem Business Inc., Wake Forest University, and the Winston-Salem Alliance. Mayor Alan Joynes, who is also president of the Alliance, says the goal is to bring the empty building back to a thriving workplace.
We can create upwards of 15,000 new jobs in this Whitaker Park area over the next 15-plus years.
R.J. Reynolds says it will begin the donation process with a laboratory building early this year. Bob Leake, president of Winston-Salem Business Inc., says ideas are being considered for the site, which includes around 120 acres of land.
What I believe long-term future looks like is really kind of a mixed-use development that would have potentially some light industrial assembly type of opportunities, maybe some warehouse and distribution logistics support kind of things. But then I could see even the potential for some retail, maybe some residential, some things that could tie in to Wake Forest University's sports campuses, which are literally across the street from the property.
Leake says the development group is already seeing interest in Whitaker Park from potential companies. He expects an announcement on its first tenant within the next 4 to 6 months. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Carrie Brown.